Back in 2007, we were intrigued by a piece we read on the music website Spinner.com that listed the best opening lines of songs.
You never close.
So short, it's your birthday.
We don't smoke marijuana.
I was dreaming when I wrote this. She was more like a beauty queen.
She's a very kinky girl.
Great opening lines, great idea. So we asked music critic David Wuz to think about the flip side of that coin, great song endings.
Whether you're talking Beethoven or the Beatles, the combined sounds and silences of musical composition are like bear traps meant to snag our dilatory perceptions and arrest our attention till the final note sounds. Thus, the ending of a song is every bit as critical as its opening notes. The comparatively sophisticated works of classical composers can delay the payoff so long you could run out for a sandwich and make a few phone calls and still get back for the resolution. Richard Wagner's prelude to the opera Tristan and Isolde keeps amping up one's expectations to the breaking point, then, like a skillful lover, prolonging the ending until you're on the edge of your seat. Tension and release, that's what the musicologists call it. Pop songs are like symphonies in miniature at their best, and Roy Orbison was often cited for the operatic quality of his vocals. Pretty Woman, in particular, has a musical form that reflects the story being told, and the ending packs one of the great surprise resolutions in pop songcraft, as the longed-for woman in question turns around and heads right for Roy. The rest is left to our ample imaginations, as it should be. Few popular singers of the modern era could nail an ending like Frank Sinatra, whose ability to shade dynamics enabled him to lull you with a couple of soft jabs, then uppercut you into emotional oblivion with a haymaker ending. New York, New York features one of his great finales, as his last notes join with the horns and strings and go straight for your goosebumps. Smaller finishes, but no less effective, include Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi, which ends with a giggle instead of a whimper.
Put up a parking lot.
For broken-hearted lovers to cry.
Elvis Presley's despairing last notes of Heartbreak Hotel, accompanied by a lonely string bass.
They'll be so lonely they could die.
David Wuz from 2007. David is one half of the musical duo Wuz Not Wuz.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth.
Later on in the program, another great archival piece. We go back to a story our humorist Brian Unger did when he and producer Rob Sachs visited a skydiving simulator.
This is when one normally turns back, fakes a stomach ache, or vomits. However, Rob was downright giddy as he stood in the doorway ready to take the leap. The kind of giddy that says, I just forgot everything they told me to do.
Good luck, Rob.
All right, we're going.
Stick around for Brian Unger. NPR's Day to Day continues.